In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're celebrating the birth of St. John the Baptist today. Perhaps the best example among mortal human beings of someone with absolute dedication to one thing. He was born to prophesy of our Lord Jesus Christ's coming. He knew it from the beginning. He lived a completely ascetical life. And he died because of his preaching. And never once did he waver from his purpose. He didn't waste any time. He was always fixed on one thing. Why he was here. He was here to prepare the way of the Lord. And so we have this reading in Romans that is about making good use of time. So it's really an appropriate reading for the Baptist. You could find other ones as well, but I find this one very appropriate. It reminds me of one of my favorite phrases in the scriptures that I've used for blogs and things like that, redeeming the time. That we should redeem the time, for the days are evil. And since we're in the period of time where I'm serving liturgies for my son Daniel within his 40 days, I've said yesterday, and I don't really make any apology for it, I just say it as parenthetically, pretty much all roads lead to Rome. Everything that I encounter leads to Daniel. Everything that I see, that I feel, that I touch, reminds me of him in some way. Sometimes painfully, but most of the time with a sense of purpose, a sense of resolve. Because if we don't have purpose and resolve, we're really nothing. We're just jello. Christians are not jello. Christians are solid. Christians have purpose and have resolve and have a way of life that they don't depart from, no matter what the circumstances of their life are. Now, we live in a modern day when we feel uncomfortable if the temperature is a little bit above 80, or if there's no air conditioning, or if we haven't taken a shower for 2 days, or if we're hungry, and so we go to a fast food restaurant and don't wait for dinner. We're very lazy people. Now, that's really not completely our fault entirely. It's the fact that we are flesh, and we're in a circumstance that really allows people to be lazy. Our modern age allows people to be distracted and lazy, to stay up all night watching TV, or to waste time with this or that, to have entertainments, to have food better than the kings would eat, and all other such things. So we as Christians must be aware that the way of the world is contrary to the Christian life. The Christian life is ascetical. Now, there's a lot of people running around calling themselves Orthodox that are not remotely ascetical. And they're making excuses for the way they live. They're actually saying it out loud. Now, perhaps we don't say it out loud, but we do excuse ourselves in the way we live, in missing our prayers, in not being so careful with our thoughts, in being lazy, in engaging in entertainments, in having the audacity to say, well, I had to eat this because that was the only thing available. Are you serious? There's so much food available. You can eat. It's easy to find fasting food. And it wouldn't kill you to have a banana and nothing else for the rest of the day until dinner. I mean, you're going to live. So we must, as Christians, have a sense of ascetical life. And not think that that's just for the monks. Now, how does this road lead to Daniel? There have been people who have told me, Marina too, really remarkable things, that because of the death of my son, because we publicized it, people have told me many things. And one theme is that it's a wake-up call. It's a good thing, but it's also a bad thing. Because the death of someone should not be a wake-up call, because we shouldn't have been asleep. But it's a good thing if we do wake up. One person who doesn't pray that much has been telling me that I'm praying for Daniel. Not praying as good as I should, but better than I have ever done in my life. So I count that as a great blessing, as a sort of collaboration with my son. We must understand that there's only so much time in the world. All of us could be taken at any moment for any reason. We drive on the highways. You could die on the highways at any moment. We also go swimming as Daniel did. You could get a cramp. You could hit your head. Whatever happens. I go kayaking all the time. Perhaps a boat would come too close and capsize me. All kinds of things can happen to us, but we're not prepared unless we live with a sense of purpose every moment. And not only a sense of purpose, but also a sense of sort of self-inspection. Myself personally, I have done some significant self-inspection in the wake of the death of my son. And there are significant things that I'm doing differently. Just recently, I'll tell you one of them. It's very important to me. It might not seem important to you, it might seem like a small thing, but it's a big thing. It's a big thing. So I have many things that I'm doing, especially with asking people to pray for Daniel and everything. There's so much work to do. Writing letters, updating diptych lists, publicizing sermons. There's just a lot of stuff. And of course, the world doesn't stop because my son stopped breathing. The world goes on. And I mean, there's been significant things that my wife and I have been involved in pastorally every day since Daniel died. Every day. So one of my strengths is also my weaknesses. I can have extreme focus on doing things, but that focus then makes me not see things that I should also be focused on. And I told my son, Tim, some time ago, I said, don't ever let me be stupid. And he, because he's a humble and a good soul, he said, we're all stupid sometimes. But I think he knew what I meant. And so, a couple days ago, we're going to have the whole family go to the public pool that's part of the neighborhood of where my daughter Christina and Tim, that's another Tim, live. I call him Tim 3. He wants to be called Tim the Greatest, but I call him Tim 3. So once in a while I call him Tim the Third Greatest. He doesn't like that any better. But anyway, so they were going to go swimming. And I was way behind in responding to people. There's literally 200 messages, either phone or email or text message or Facebook message that I have to reply to. So I wanted to do that. And Tim calls me up, knowing my nature, and says, I wanted to know if you're going to go swimming with us. I said, well, I don't know. You know, I got all this to do and everything. And he, in his gentle but very firm way, rather unique way, very loving way, just reminded me. And he was telling me he was cutting the grass, and then he was going to go. And I said, well, I have to cut the grass too. So, okay, I'll just cut the back. That's, or the front, I don't remember what I said I'd do. I think I said I'd cut the front only and then go. And I did. That's not something I would have done sometimes before Daniel died. I would have kept working. Now perhaps you think that's a trivial example. I don't think it's trivial at all. It means that there's a certain paradigm shift that's occurring even in a stubborn old man. And life is very precious. Both life on this life, in the earth, and life after death. Now my son Daniel is now encountering life after death. But we are now living in the flesh. And we have to not waste time. So the apostle says, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Besides trying to be more focused on my family, not being so sort of obsessed with pastoral things when they're doing stuff, I'm engaging in another one of my obsessions. And this is an obsession that will never go away, and it never should go away. I, as a Christian first, and also as a priest, and of course being a priest gives me the platform, want to tell everybody about the truth. And if there's anything that I can use to tell them the truth, I will do it. And so my son died. And because of that, a lot of people have heard the truth. And a lot of people have already changed. We've already gotten many reports of this kind of thing happening. And quite frankly, I'm going to take advantage of it. And my son, Daniel, wants me to do that. The way to grieve for someone, the way to remember someone, is to awaken out of sleep, is to live as a Christian, is to live with purpose and focus. That is the only proper way to grieve for someone. And that's what I'm doing. It's what my wife is doing. It's what my children are doing. That's what we must do. Because the time, the day is far spent. We only have so much time in the day. Excuse me, the night is far spent and the day is at hand. I got that the opposite direction. So you can think of the night as our life in this earth. And the day is the coming of the Lord and being with Him. So because of this, we should cast off the works of darkness in ourselves. We should morally change ourselves. He goes on to say some specific things. Some of this is not very popular in modern-day Christianity. It's even considered to be mental illness or phobia or being too strict or being whatever. Fundamentalist, I've heard that. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, or in chambering, or wantonness, nor in strife or envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh, to fulfill the lusts thereof. As a pastor, I think the number one problem, I guess I couldn't say the number one problem, because I think there's like about five number one problems, but this is one of the number one problems. It's a big problem. Most everybody I know, myself included, is really unfocused and lazy. And some more than others. And the ones that are more than others, they're making almost no progress in the Christian life. They have all kind of troubles. Their prayer life is very haphazard. Their fasting life is very haphazard. Their focus on the purpose of life is very haphazard. And when that is the case, we suffer greatly. We must be focused. We must put on the Lord Jesus Christ. St. John did that. St. John was completely focused on his mission. Now, we don't have that kind of strength, but we could do better. We can do a whole lot better. Today, we can do better. We shouldn't pretend that we're doing fine, because we're not. We're not doing fine. But we can get better. And God will help us to get better. So we should be focused. We should wake up. If the death of my son causes someone to wake up, I'm very glad. If it causes hundreds to wake up, as I believe it will, I'm extremely glad. I hope it causes each one of you to wake up, because each one of us has been sleeping at least a bit too much. May God help us to awake out of sleep and to put on the Lord Jesus Christ, to make no provision for the flesh. God bless you.